Governor Tony Evers has been making a series of stops around the state, focusing on topics that were part of his campaign. Monday, he was in Milwaukee, where he talked up workforce development and entrepreneurship. WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar has the story.
The governor's first stop was at the WRTP Big Step organization, located on Milwaukee's west side, in a neighborhood where there are lots of people looking for work.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's good to be here at Big Step WRTP.
WRTP Big Step focuses on workforce development, especially among low-income people looking for a job that you can support a family on. One-third of the clients only make about $6,000 a year. While at the WRTP, Evers gave brief remarks.
At this point in time, with such a low unemployment rate, it's necessary to make sure that everybody has a chance to have a good family-supporting job, and these are the folks that are doing a great job to make that happen.
Evers then traveled a couple of miles east to Ward 4, a co-working space located inside the historic Pritzlaff Building. Inside Ward 4, entrepreneurs from the area gathered in a circle inside a meeting room. Satora Takanaev, CEO and co-founder of Ankata, emphasized the importance of today's meeting.
Great thing about today is that to just be heard. So I think just voicing our opinions about where the problem lies from our perspective of entrepreneurs, because it's all about connections. At the end of the day, we are talking about connections, connections to money, connections to workforce, connections to everything. So how do you build the sustainable connections is what they have to figure out somehow, hopefully.
It's a message that landed with Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.
We need to make sure that we are connecting dots and merging and more so connecting people, connecting the economy so that people aren't just operating in silos and in separate parts of the city and separate parts of the state. We have to have some sort of convergence if we want more people to be able to get ahead and have more opportunity.
Both Barnes and Evers were short on specifics regarding policies they'd like to implement to achieve their goals, but Barnes says that's because the new administration is taking time these first couple of weeks to listen and learn from constituents.
We've been having very focused days. We had a healthcare day. We had an education day. This is our workforce day. We're having an environment day. We are having all these concentrated days where we're just going across the state, talking to people. People's voices and people's input will be put in action.
It's apparent that some people are eager to see action from Evers and Barnes. After the WRTP Big Step appearance, I talked to Alex Frazier, a man looking for work and a proud father of three.
So I have two sons and a daughter. After they get out of school, it's kids' time. Homework after homework, then they run dad till dad's time to fall out, pretty much, because, you know, kids got more energy than we do.
Frazier says he's got a job. So I asked him, why was he there at WRTP?
I wanted to see more opportunities out here and pretty much trying to put myself in a better situation where I can provide for my family.
At the event for entrepreneur, Satora, the CEO of Ankata, raised her hand at one point and said she had a problem. A problem connecting with qualified minority workers.
I'm sure there's a ton of brilliant, talented people in Milwaukee, but how do I find them? Where do I find them?
Evers plans to continue his travels throughout the state in the next few weeks. We'll learn more about his goals and proposed policies this month and next in his State of the State speech and in his budget address. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.